As what's up? What is up, everyone? It's your man, I do it, Baba, and I'm back with another podcast. Hey, this is a wonderful Wednesday, great Wednesday, if you will. We're talking barbering. We're talking how easy is barbering? It's a question I'd love to know your perspective on. My perspective on it may be different than yours, but it's an interesting one for someone like me or any YouTube barber, any barber who has been in the field for a while, who has had some experience through things. How easy is barbering? That's an interesting question because some would say it's pretty easy, not gonna lie. Some people would say barbering is difficult. Okay, I can agree. I can agree with everyone's answer on a certain level, but let me know yours in the comments below. I'm curious. But my opinion, if you're curious, I mean you tune into the podcast. My opinion is barbering isn't that difficult. It really isn't that difficult. I've seen barbers attain really good skill within 2 years' time. But is it at mastery level? Probably not at mastery level, but you can attain some pretty good skills in barbering in 2 years, maybe even a little less than 2 years. If you're really dedicated enough, you can have some pretty decent skill in about a year, year and a half. But will it be at mastery level? Shout out to everyone that's watching. I see you guys, Drew Cuts and Joseph and whoever else is that's tuning in right now, shout out. What are you guys' opinion on this? I'm curious. I don't think it's that difficult. Now, when you talk about mastery, that's another level, okay? And this is something I was thinking about recently. And also, one of my buddies, I've cut his hair before. I actually did a haircut tutorial with him. He lives out in Florida. I was in Florida a few years ago on vacation and I shot his hair and did a haircut tutorial. But he was asking me about barbering, asking me, like, is it hard to get good or how long does it take to get good at cutting hair? He's a firefighter by trade, but he was looking to make some additional income by cutting his fellow firefighters, at the firehouse. And I was like, ah, it's kind of relative, because it's like, everyone's learning curve is different, your dedication to it's different. So, I was like, yeah, at least a couple years you can get good, which I don't think that's probably the answer he wanted to hear. He's trying to get good now, right? But honestly, to attain mastery, that's what I'm looking for, right? And I think, most of the people that are on YouTube looking to cut hair, they're trying to get good at something for whatever reason. Whether you just want to learn how to do a simple lineup, a simple fade, maybe you just want to cut your kid's hair. But nevertheless, we all want to get good on a certain level. But my thing is mastery. I want to get to the level of mastery. And it also had me thinking about clippers and, because a lot of people ask, why do some barbers have so many clippers, or why does this barber buy all these different new and updated clippers and things like this? Now, for me, I like to stick with what I have until I break it and then get something else. But something, every once in a while, you guys know me, I'll buy something new just to try something out. But I usually like to use different tools. So let me just run down my lineup, okay? In case you guys are not abreast to what's going on. Now, let me run down my lineup, okay? I have a pair of, I actually have a couple pair of Slimline ProAlys. One of the Slimlines has the T-Outliner blade mod to it. The other one's just regular. Both of them are modified. I have a pair of Babyliss Silver FXs. I have a pair of Cordless Masters. I have another pair of Cordless Masters with the Fatmaster blade on it. I have two pair of NVs. Now, this is all stuff that's in my station day to day rotation. So, two pair of NVs with the wall fade blades on them, zero gapped, of course, just like the Masters, zero gapped. And I have two pair of Super ZRs with a full assortment of detachable blades and two Bronze Series 7 shavers. Okay, so those are the clippers and trimmers and stuff that I have that I use every day. So, I use all of these different tools for many different reasons, for many different haircuts. Like, so there are some barbers out there that just have, one adjustable, one trimmer, like if they have a detachable, right? There's some barbers like this. that operate in this manner. I'm not one of those. I like variety. I like mixing things up. I get bored very easily. So this is why I have all those different clippers. Now, each client that I have, I use certain clippers on them. So you guys are like, what? Yes, guys. Certain clients, I use certain clippers on. Certain clients, I use certain techniques. And I know in the beginning, a lot of people say in the beginning, stick to one technique, learn it, master it, and, you know, then move on, which I agree with this. However, in my learning experience, I jumped around a lot. I tried so many different fade techniques and this and that. I think that's kind of why I fade and do things the way I do. If you guys have watched any of my tutorials, you probably know that, wow, you're doing something different this time, or, oh, okay, this is different. Like, someone commented on a video, I think it was earlier today, I think maybe yesterday, and he was like, whoa, I just learned something new. I've never seen anyone put the guidelines in reverse. So typically people put the guidelines in like this, right? They'll skin it out, make a skin line. They'll put the open lever, 1-inch guideline, 1.5, 1-inch guideline like this. But in this particular video, I put the guidelines in reverse, which was remove the bulk with the 3.5, come back in with the 1.5, then the open lever, and then skin. So I was putting the guidelines in reverse. Very different. Now, I've noticed coming back from quarantine, I've noticed I've been doing this actually quite a bit, like, and really not thinking about it. But now that I actually am thinking about it, I've noticed I have been doing this a lot coming back from the quarantine. And the reason for that is a lot of people coming out of this quarantine, and look, you guys barbers, you guys know this. People have been coming in wolf man status. Wolf man status, okay? Hombre lobo, okay? People have been coming in very bushy. So it actually has helped me to put my guidelines in reverse, because one, and I always tell you guys, when you're doing a haircut where there's a lot of length, and you might be like, oh shit, like, what am I gonna do? I always tell people, remove the bulk first, then start going into the haircut. Don't be like, oh man, this is so much, like, where do I begin? Remove bulk first, then you can start going, because you can get a better picture of what to look like better than be intimidated by a big, huge canvas. And also section in the hair helps. But I noticed I was doing this a lot coming back from the quarantine. I would remove bulk, then I would put my guidelines in reverse. And that's just one thing that I do. And I have many different techniques that I use on every different client. Because one of my clients actually asked me this once. He was like, how do you know which, like, what to do with each client? And he was like, or do you do the same thing with every client? And I was like, and actually, I know. But also, I don't do the same thing. Like, some people, and it's so weird, guys. Like, if you guys have watched me cut, well, no, I'm not even talking about YouTube. If you guys come to my barbershop and watch me cut hair just like throughout the day, you'll notice that I use many different techniques. Each client that might come in my chair, I'll use a totally different technique. You guys, especially if you're like a beginner or something, you might watch me cut hair and be like, wait, what is he doing this time? Like, wait, what? Wait, you're doing this now this time? Like, but this is what I'm trying to say. This is me trying to reach mastery level. That's sort of the reason why I do different stuff, because I like to just be challenged. I think I talked about this last week, where barbers get a little bit bored, and really just people in general, you just get a little bit bored doing the day in, day out, the same rigmarole. You know, you get bored doing this stuff. So, you know, you just do things to spice things up. And that's what I do, you know. I like to spice things up, so I try different things. So some clients all fade down. Like yesterday, for instance, I had a client, and I've never done this with this guy's particular hair, but he was like, oh, I want a low fade. I was like, okay, you want a low fade. So I was like, let me just fade down. The first time I've ever done it on this hair, and it actually came out buttery smooth. And after I did it, I was like, damn, too bad I didn't shoot a YouTube haircut tutorial. This would have been kind of perfect, you know what I mean? But is what it is. Tutorials are coming soon, guys. Actually, I got a video coming Friday for you. This Friday, I have a video, a barber-related, not a podcast, but a barber-related video. I think you guys will find it helpful. It's a video talking about the psychology of retaining clients and the psychology of getting customers. It's like three tips in this video. So if you guys didn't know, like, I've been talking about the psychology of money a lot, the psychology of yourself a lot, but let's talk about the psychology of retaining clients. So that's one thing that I'm going to be talking about in that video Friday. It's actually so funny because you just have to watch the video. I don't want to spoil the video because something happened today where I was like, wow, the irony in this, the irony of this. I was like, wow. And I have to get you on camera talking about this. But you guys will see in the video Friday. But as far as like the techniques, like I've noticed, I've been doing tapers, right? Like my tapers lately. I've noticed lately, I'm not using guidelines with my tapers anymore. I just fade down on tapers. This is just something I discovered. I was like, wow, it's actually kind of quicker for me to just fade down on tapers now. And it's just something I've been doing. And I noticed it's a lot quicker. Even the client's hair that I kept that got the low fade, his haircut was like really fast. Like fading, and I've heard this a bunch, and I know how to fade down. It's just a technique that I don't like to use very often, all the time. Like certain times I do like it, but I've always heard people say, you know, fading down is way quicker. And I do agree to a certain degree, right? To a certain degree, I do agree that fading down is quick. It can be treacherous because if you mess up, then you got to kind of, you know, restructure everything and blah, blah, blah. But if you know what you're doing, fading down is an amazing technique. You can get a very smooth blend fading down. It's really good. Shout out to everyone that's watching right now. You know, do this if you're feeling it, guys. Like, hit me with one of those if you're feeling the content. And if you guys got questions, drop some questions in the comments. You know, don't be shy in the comments. Don't be all scared like I'm gonna bite your head off, like I'm gonna jump through your computer screen or your telephone. I'm not, I know you guys are like, what the, like, nah, just chill. Especially if for all my podcast viewers on the podcast and platforms, you're maybe listening to this while you're rolling in your ride. Maybe you listen to this while you're cutting hair, while you're in the shower, on the toilet, maybe while you're going to sleep, maybe when you're waking up, eating your breakfast, whatever it is, drop some comments, you know, share the podcast, things like this. But cutting hair, it's not too difficult. But let me go to the comments and see what some of you guys are saying. So Drew's Cuts. He says, is barbering difficult? No. Can it be difficult in the beginning? Yes. I've come to find that it's not the hair that's difficult. It's the individual. This is true. We talked about that last week where I was talking about visualization. If you guys didn't listen to last week's podcast on how to get better at barbering, or this is it. I think the podcast was labeled The Secrets to Getting Better at Barbering or Cutting Hair. Go watch or listen to that podcast. Visualization in the mind is very important, and not just in cutting hair, but just in life. And this is something I've been working on a lot lately, just the visualization and the mental stuff, the psychology and things like this. Very, very important. Very, very important. Joey Blair says he's very unorthodox also. Hey, and for whatever reason, you know, whether you're unorthodox because you're just like a free spirited person, or you're unorthodox because you get bored. I think it's a little bit of everything with me. It's just like, I just like to have fun. Like, just imagine. Okay. So like, you guys probably know I competed in MMA, right? I used to be a professional cage fighter. So imagine that, right? That encompasses many different skill sets, you know, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, submission wrestling. So there's a lot of different things. Although I do love boxing, right? I love boxing, but I can't see myself boxing primarily because it's just boring. You just go, you run, do some conditioning, you box. And it's the same thing. Wash, rinse, repeat. Same thing over and over. I get bored with that. That's why I like MMA. Some of you may not know that I've competed in triathlons before. Now, if you guys don't know what triathlon sport is, three disciplines in one race. So you have swimming, biking, running in that order. That's what you compete in. You swim first, bike, and then you run. Of course, again, three different things. It's not just one thing. It's not like I'm just having a swimming race or having a cycling race or a foot race. I've done foot races. I like running, right? I like running. But I don't like just running just... You know, I've trained for some foot races before, and I was just like, this is boring. You know, like every day you're running, like yeah, they do vary the speed, you know, the intensity, the distance, the time, all this stuff varies. But at the end of the day, it's just running. And I got bored. That's why I like triathlons. Each day is something different. You might be swimming one day. Then the next day you might be biking one day. Then the next day you might be running. And then the next day you might be biking and running. And it just mixes everything up. So, you know, but I don't have three wives. I'm married, but I don't have three, two, or four wives yet. No, just joking. But yeah, I just like to mix things up. Drew Cuss says, I've noticed I've started doing the same thing. Remove the bulk first. Haha, like-minded. Yeah. And I always recommend people do this. When you're coming, when you're entering the wolf zone, right? Don't go in there and just start fading into bulks of hair, guys. Please. I've said this in a tutorial. Actually, it's funny. The tutorial where the guy was like, hey, I've never seen anyone do this before. You put the guidelines in reverse. I remember because I actually went in and watched that video because that's an old video. I was like, what's he talking about? Put the guidelines in reverse. So I actually just watched the video and I was like, oh, that's right. And then I started thinking, I was like, wow. Like I said earlier, I'm like, I've been doing this a lot lately. Now that I think about it, like coming out of the quarantine, I've been, it's like same thing. I'd either put, I grab my detachable and I would either use the 3.5 blade or I would use the single magnetic 3-guard and remove bulk. One of the two, it just depends on how I feel. But that was what I was using a lot through coming back from the quarantine. I've been using that a lot. So it's just kind of weird, kind of funny. You know, you do things like subconsciously, but it's like you're not thinking about it. And this is what happens when you get on the mastery level, when you get on the level where you really know what you're doing. And this is another thing why I like to mix things up, because once you get to that level, and by the way, okay, I just thought about this. By the way, I got to get sidetracked on this note. I gave you guys homework last week. Everyone that's listening to the podcast, I gave you guys homework last week, and I told everyone, this is what I told everyone. I was like, hey, do this. The next day, I expect to see DMs on Instagram of your results. And you know how many replies I got? None. No one completed the homework. Now, I was talking about doing things so much, being repetition, and just day in, day out doing stuff. You get kind of bored. Things get on autopilot. You don't really think. Kind of like what I was talking about with the 3.5. And I was like, whoa, I'm actually doing this, but I didn't really think about it. This is how things happen once you build a clientele, because it can get boring once you have a solid clientele. Most people are just going to come in, get the same type of haircut. You're not really going to do much things different. You know, you're not really going to get to do much cool haircuts unless you just have a bunch of clients that get cool haircuts, or you might just have a few clients that get cool haircuts and you're like, man, I can't wait for them to come in. But for the most part, you're just doing rudimentary haircuts, you know? But I was saying in the homework, was for you guys, and this is a brain exercise. This is actually stuff that's good for your brain. Imagine yourself, and I'm going to give this homework again, DM me on Instagram tomorrow with your results of your homework, okay? So here's the homework again. I'm going to challenge you guys. We'll see if you guys do the homework. Have you noticed when you commute to work or commute somewhere that you're familiar with, that you don't think about where you're going? You just go because you've gone there so much. You've taken the same route every time. So the homework is for you to take a different route to work. Take a different route that you have never taken before. Drive down roads, highways, whatever ways that you have never taken before. Now, what I want you, or what you're going to experience, is your brain working. You're going to experience your brain actually having to think. And this is what I want you to do. Then this is what I do in barbering. Then this is why I mix things up, because I don't want my brain to just become normalized with doing the same thing and my brain's not functioning. This is how you get caught in the rat race. This is really bigger than just cutting hair, but this is just life. Like, you should just mix things up in life. Because if you just get caught up in the same thing over and over, you get very complacent, you become very docile. This is not good. especially if you're trying to become successful, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, spirit, the entrepreneurial spirit, and actually trying to achieve different goals and things, you do not want to get in a one-track mind where you're just like, okay, I'm doing the same thing day in, day out. That's it. I don't know anything else. So the homework is, again, take a different route to work, some roads that you have never driven on, and then tell me how your brain felt. Did you actually have to think? And I guarantee you, you guys are going to have to think, because you'll be like, whoa, what's this? You're going to see things that you never saw before. And I kid you not, like, even the way I take on, like, sometimes I may not even pay attention to something because your brain's on autopilot. All right, let me go back to the comments. I see you guys. And shout out to everyone that's watching. Kendra Welch, he says, it's in your mind and how fast you're willing to catch on. This is true. It's a lot mental. We talked about that last week. Eternam. Ooh, that's a tricky name. You must be African. What would be your number one advice for beginner barbers starting barber school soon? That's do's and don'ts as well. Okay, so I'm sorry. I gotta plug my own content. So first, I'm going to tell you, go watch my video called The 5 Types of Student Barbers. Go watch that video and do not be any one of those 5 types, okay? You'll get entertainment. It's actually a pretty funny video. I'm not sure if any of you guys have seen that video. In the comments, guys, let me know if you guys have seen my video called The 5 Types of Student Barbers. I want to know in the comments. If you have seen it, press 1. If you haven't seen it, press 2. Drop it in the comments. I want to know who has watched that video of mine. It's actually a pretty funny video. It actually took me quite a while to make that video. I think it took me about two weeks to complete that video, because I did that video was when I was in the barber instructor program at another school. And it took me, a week and a half, 2 weeks to complete that video, because I actually had different scenes set up for each different type of barber. And I actually had to wait, like, if there was a scene that I shot 1 week, I actually had to wait the next week for these people to come back in to shoot their actual scene, or just like a clip from their scene. So it was actually really, it was actually a quite tricky video to shoot, because it's actually kind of like how directors are in Hollywood. You know, like, if something's off, you have to call people back in. I'm not sure if you guys knew that about film production. Like, if something happens, once you go into post-production and you see something, what happens is sometimes they actually have to call these actors back in and reshoot stuff. So I was actually I was looking at this, I was like, I gotta reshoot. So it looks like Joey Blaze and Jay Taylor never seen this video. Go watch this video. And who was that who originally, Eternam? Go watch this video, The 5 Types of Student Barbers. It's actually a really funny video. Let me go to the next comment. No. That was the first advice. Sorry. It says do's and don'ts. All right. So one of the do's is be a sponge. I'll give you a bunch of do's, because the don'ts you can go watch in that video. Now the do's is, of course, be a sponge. Always be willing to learn. Be focused while in barber college. Don't get caught around joking around, because there's going to be a lot of young people, especially if you're in America. I'm not sure. I'm just going to assume you're here in America. There's going to be a lot of distractions, a lot of people there that are not serious. If you look around, if you're serious going in and you start looking around, paying attention to the landscape, just be a fly on the wall for a few weeks, you're going to get to see who's serious and who's not. You're going to get to see who's going to have a successful barber career and who's not. Okay. You'll find that out very quickly. You might even find that out in the first week. And I did when I was in barber college. Okay. So those are a few do's, and then the don'ts is in the 5 types of student barber video. So Jay Taylor says, what's the best starter clippers and trimmers for beginner barber looking to start school? I follow a lot of barbers, and a lot of them use Babyliss trimmers, and the clippers are they the real deal? Okay, so I'm assuming you're just tuning in. I did say that I do have the Babyliss Silver FX. I do like them. I never really put the gold FXs through the paces or the rose FX, whatever. But they're good clippers. I like them. Actually, I was talking to my buddy about that on the phone. He was mentioning Babyliss to me. But yes, they have good clippers. The longevity, I don't know. That's That's the one thing, right? We just don't know yet. You know, the verdict is not in on Baber-less Clippers, okay? Especially when you're talking about longevity and durability, things like this. But for the present moment, they're good Clippers. But as far as like the best clipper or trimmer for a beginner barber, look, just get yourself a pair of professional clippers, because I'm going to be honest, when you're a beginner, you don't know any better. When you're a beginner, you don't know what tool's best. You don't know what preferences you like. You don't know what type of motor, what type of blade you like. You don't know if you like your clippers zero gapped or if you don't like them zero gapped. You don't know if you like cordless tools or corded tools as a beginner. You just don't know, right? So just in my recommendation, I would recommend that you not spend a bunch of money on clippers because you're a beginner. You don't know any better. Just get whatever the school gives you, or just buy the most inexpensive thing that you can buy. Use it for a little while, some months, maybe 6 months, 3-6 months. Then after you have your experience of using these clippers, then you can make a determination. Damn, I sound like damn Jesse Jackson, determination. Anyway, you'll gather a determination of what you like and dislike in a clipper or trimmer. Then you can take that knowledge and then put that towards your purchase. Like, so you start doing some knowledge. You look at some product reviews, ask other barbers, things like this. So very simple. Smart advice. Okay. Smart advice. Look, I could tell you, like, do this, like buy these clippers, these joints of fire, and use my affiliate link in the description below. You know, like, I could easily tell you to do that, but I'm not telling you that. Although, while we're on the subject of affiliate links, in the description of this video and really all of my videos, there's a shop Amazon link. And I know most people shop on Amazon. I know this, man. Okay. So use my shop Amazon link and you can purchase anything you want on Amazon. Whether you want to purchase some gloves, you want to purchase some hand soap, you want to purchase some tires, some whatever, condoms, like whatever you want to purchase, clippers, like whatever you want to purchase, okay? Use my shop Amazon link. It's free. I get a commission. It helps support the channel because, you know, look, this YouTube thing, like, I'm doing all this stuff for free, you know? So, hey, just help me out. You know, I'm not even going to ask you to send me a super chat, right? Because, you know, you could send a super chat. I'm not even going to ask you to drop me some super chat money. No, no, no. Don't do it. Support me. Use the shop Amazon link. There's also a link to my Patreon if you really want to support the channel. There's a link to my Patreon in the description below. We talk about personal development, the psychology of yourself, finances, what else? Manhood type stuff on the Patreon. So if you want to sign up, you know, there's two different tiers. You can sign up and listen to the videos and stuff that's and all the content that's on Patreon. It's good stuff, guys. Like, you won't regret it if you do that. Okay. But again, link in the description below to my Amazon affiliate link. All right. So let's see what else. What are the questions you guys having? Guys, this is a question hour. So if you guys got questions, drop them in the comments. Okay. Jay Taylor, following you on IG, first time watching your live video. Hey, it's in the building. First time listening to the podcast. So welcome, man. I do this every Wednesday in the evenings. So actually, before the pandemic, I used to do it in the barbershop on Wednesdays because I was like, oh, it's kind of convenient. You know, like, I would do it in between customers. I would just talk in the barbershop. It's actually kind of like that. I'm not going to lie. I did like it because what it allowed me to do was reference tools. Like, so people would ask questions like about this or that, and I have everything at my disposal in the barbershop, so it was like really easy for me to grab something, to reference something, and blah blah blah. So I do kind of miss it in the barbershop. Actually, I could have done one today, actually. Huh, interesting. But yeah, I do like doing it in the barbershop. I'm trying to think, like, how did I even get to doing the podcast in the barbershop? That's actually an interesting question. Oh, I remember. My software started acting funny. That's what it was. I remember my software started acting funny and I couldn't use my software. So I was like, oh, you know, I got to kind of pull an audible on this one and do this on the fly. So then that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Then I fixed my software. So now I'm back up here. You guys probably remember when I was actually doing it. Well, you guys don't know that I'm actually upstairs, but downstairs on the other side of my house is where I shoot a lot of YouTube videos. And I would do the podcast from there and things like that. But now I'm doing it up here. So is what it is. Drew's cut says, damn, I don't have Instagram. Whoa, man. Ooh. Drew's cut, you don't have Instagram. Are you a professional barber? How is that possible? You must live in a small town or something. Ooh, let's see. Drew's cut says, I come across a lot of new barbers. Most of them want to do it for the money. That's where they've already messed up. By the way, I've seen that video in the Five Types of Barber. Very funny. So good. At least Drew's cut saw the video. He knows what I'm talking about. But that is true. Drew's cuts. A lot of people focus on the money too much. And people ask me this question all the time when it comes to just YouTube or just with people that are curious about starting a YouTube channel. People, they're always like, oh, how much money do you make? And that's like when people lead off with that question, I know they're headed down the road of not being successful, because I tell people this all the time when they ask me about YouTube, like, oh, how do you start a YouTube channel? Oh, and then I know the money question is coming. And I know it's coming. I'm just like, this train's never late. So I'm just like, when's the money question? That is something you never want to do, is especially if you have a passion for something. If you truly have a passion for something, money is not going to be an issue. So if you come in just wanting to make money, dude, what happens when you have a dry spell, right? When things don't go your way, you're going to run for the hills because you're in it for the money. Being in it for the money is so dangerous, guys. Santiago Renteria says, I was this beard dude with no beard. Yeah, I shaved it off today. I shaved my head today and I shaved the beard off today. I was like, let me do something. I was like, let me just go full MJ. Actually, no, Michael Jordan had a mustache, so I didn't go full MJ. But Tupac, he had a little something too. Dang, who's the bald guy that had absolutely nothing? Trying to think, man, can you guys name a ball guy that has absolutely nothing? Maybe Samuel L. Jackson, Mr. Clean, but he's like a fictional character. Trying to think of who's a ball guy that has absolutely nothing. Does Shaq have absolutely nothing? Or maybe he has a beard. Maybe, I don't know. Wow. oh, man. Yeah, I'm right here. All right, so Drew's Cousin says, by the way, he finally caved into buying the Babyliss Trimmers 2.0. I still love my T-Outliners over them, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it happens, man. Babyliss, they got some of my money too, man. I don't regret it either. They make good trimmers. I don't know about the clippers. I know they make good trimmers. Now, how long will they last? Still remains to be seen. Edronom, you're saying, once you get your barber license from school, where did you go from there? Did you start off in a shop, then work your way to your own shop? How did your journey work? Oh. I wish I had some like magical music where it's like the little, like you sprinkle, what is that stuff? You sprinkle glitter in the air and it's like, because it's story time, guys. It's story time, because this dude's trying to get deep. He's trying to have me recollect memories from my childhood over here. So let me start with your first question. Once I got my barber license from school, where did I go from there? So once I got my barber's license from school, I went absolutely nowhere. I actually didn't do anything for like 2 to 3 months. Actually, no, like 3 months. I graduated in, I think, September. Then I registered immediately for the barber instructor program. The barber instructor program didn't start until January. So I literally did absolutely nothing for like 4 months, 3-4 months. I did absolutely nothing. Which is kind of cool. Absolutely nothing, guys. I wasn't cutting hair, like nothing, you know what I mean? So that was fun. And did I start off in the shop? I think I just answered that question. No, I do not have my own shop. I have a suite within a barber shop. So if you haven't seen the video of tools professional barbers use or the one tool barbers ignore video, you get to see a real good layout of the suite. Also, if you want a really more updated view of the suite, I would be tuned in this Friday. To this Friday's video, you actually get to see some of the stuff that I've done. I've actually done even more stuff to my suite, more decorations, more stuff on the wall and stuff that you guys probably actually, wow, yeah. Actually, yeah, you guys haven't seen, because I haven't recorded any videos since the quarantine, since I put any of this stuff up, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, tune into this video and you guys get to see all Tretch, Anderson Silva face. That's right. Tretch does. He does rock the full body. You know what's funny? I saw Tretch once. He was standing at a hotel in Florida in the city I lived in. And I was like, I was sitting there in the car and I was like, wait, is that Tretch? And he had like the meanest ice grill on his face. Like he was just like mean mugging. I was like, damn, is this dude angry all the time? I'm like, damn. Like, dude, like, what are you angry for? And he has some bodyguards with him too. But I was like, damn, dude, like you're being hard walking out the hotel. I'm like, damn, Tretch. He was short too. Okay, how did your journey work? Okay, let me answer the last part of this question. Okay. So what else? There are comments. Kennard Welch, I'm 12 to 13. Oh, wait. Okay. I thought you were saying he's 12 to 13 years old. I was about to shout out to you. But Kendrick Welch says, I'm 12 to 13 years and my lineup is the cordless, babyless skeleton. Oh, okay. I'm tripping. I was like, what? Okay. He's got some skeleton FXs and the Red Barber exclusive joints, the cordless 1919s. And trusty, dusty, corded fast feeds and wall heroes. I wouldn't say trusty, dusty when it comes to wall heroes because, you know, I don't know about those. You know, the wall heroes, you know, they've been known to go out on you. But the fast feeds, thumbs up to you, bruh. Thumbs up to you, bruh. Okay. All right. So Drew's cut says, haha, I'm from L.A., brother. I've opped out of IG 2015. It's been the greatest thing I've ever done. I use Google Ads for new clients, by the way, just Googling home barber for LA. That's what's up, man. Hey, as long as you can still get it in, that's what it is, you know, because I always recommend people do something different. Like, don't just do everything that everyone else is doing. But I like Instagram just to promote business and things like this, like Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, like, even these days, I'm not even on Instagram that much. When I really think about it, like, I don't scroll through Instagram looking for stuff. I'll just check DMs. If you guys probably look at my Instagram, I haven't posted in months, which I actually really need to get back to posting. But I honestly hate Instagram, too. I hate social media in general, really. One part of social media that I do like is YouTube, because you can come on here and help. I guess, you know, you can help on Instagram. But as far as like when I'm not going to create another Instagram page just to help someone, just to say I'm helping someone. But if you talk about barbering, I think I can help more people on YouTube than I can on Instagram. Not to say that I can't. I just prefer to use YouTube. Instagram is just too much fuckery. I mean, look, there's a lot of fuckery on YouTube, too, but I can easily avoid all that stuff. Do you mind if I send you some cuts to your IG of cuts I've done to get feedback and what I've done and what parts I need to improve on? Woo. Okay. Internom. Okay. I don't like people to send me cuts with y'all. Jay Beats and Waves in the house. Oh man. Medellin Media. Shout out to you, man. He says he loves the podcast and the podcast loves you too. Okay, the podcast loves you too. Okay, that's what it's all about. I'm out, my fellow barbers, and hope those in training. I wish. Shout out to Kennard Welch. Later, man. Hope you have a good evening. I'm about to actually wrap up this podcast soon, but it was really nice getting on here talking to you guys and answer some of your questions. I just wanted to talk about, you know, how not difficult barbering is. You know, barbering is not that difficult. You know, It's pretty easy if you love what you're doing, if you're dedicated to the craft of barbering. It's easy because through the learning process, it's going to be fun. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like when you go back and look on everything, you're going to laugh at everything. When you go back, let's say once you hit mastery level, let's say once you get 6-7 years under your belt as a professional. You know what's one thing I noticed? I noticed barbers get really dope once they get to that 6-7 year mark in, you know, as a professional. They get really dope. And you're going to laugh at all these little moments, all these little things that go through your mind, like, oh, man, like, am I doing this wrong? Oh, should I try this? Oh, maybe it's this clipper. Oh, maybe I should do this. Oh, a lot of this stuff you're going to laugh at once you get good. And you're just going to be like, even now, like me just thinking about moments in Barber College and certain things are just funny. It's just like, I just remember me trying everything, like wanting to learn everything, me just tinkering with this, tinkering with that. I'm over here doing this. I'm trying that, you know, just trying to get better. Just one little inch, you know, just taking one little baby step at a time. And that's what makes the process fun for me as a barber, you know, just trying to get better. You know, I don't want this job to burn me out. I want to make the most of it and have fun while I'm doing it, you know, and of course everything will come. Are we able to call into your YouTube for questions? Not yet. You know, it's funny. I thought about doing this, but I thought about doing this. I don't know. It's something I'll have to think about, having people call in and ask questions. It's something I'll have to think about later. It's something I thought about. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe in the future. I mean, this podcast has gone through many different phases. We're actually almost up to episode 100. So really, that's the real question. Like, maybe I should do call-ins for episode 100 so I can give big shout-outs to the fans, let you guys come on here and talk, let you guys come on here and express your frustrations with me on how this podcast sucks. Not just joking. But you guys can just, you know, kind of come on here, you know, state your piece, and then I'll go on to the next one. Or maybe that's what I'll do for episode 100. I actually have no idea what I'm going to do for episode 100. This podcast has been going on for almost 100 episodes, guys. That's a long time. So this podcast has been gone on for about 2 years. And I think I got the best barbering podcast, you know, in my humble opinion. I think I got the best barbering podcast. Definitely the most longest running barber podcast. I definitely have to put that out there because, I see a lot of barbers do podcasts, but then they come and go. I noticed recently a lot of new barbering podcasts have popped up, which is great. We need more. We need more barbers doing podcasts. So it's great. I know, who is it? I think his name's C the Barber or C's Barber. Man, I'm probably messing it up. Then I know Run Barber, they have a podcast now. I know Marvy Marv has his podcast, but he's very inconsistent with it. And there may be some others, and sorry if I'm missing any. I remember Chris Bozzi on them had their podcast before, but then they stopped doing it. You know, that's a shame. And that's about it. But longest running barber podcast. So, you know, that's good. I thought about another funny thing. I thought about doing for the 100th episode, maybe just calling random people in my phone and just kind of just having them just talk, just calling random barbers in my phone. I thought about doing that or playing like a phone tag game where I call one barber and he calls another barber and we just kind of three-way, but he hangs up and then that barber calls another barber in the industry. And what I mean by barbers, and I don't mean just the regular barber, I mean influential people in the industry, and just try and keep the chain going and just see where it takes us. I thought about doing that for the 100th episode. I actually have a few ideas now that I think about it, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I just do regular podcasts. Never know. Drew's Cut says, haha, okay, I started up a podcast. Any advice? Be yourself. Talk from the heart. Just have fun and just get better. Try and get better with every episode. You know, just have fun. I don't know what you talk about as far as your podcast or anything like that, but just have fun. You know, for me, this podcast and stuff is easy. It is easy. I'm not going to lie, because I can press the live button and just talk for hours about anything. But for me, it's fun. It's just fun just getting on here. I'll give you guys a little bit of insight. I had someone ask me this a while ago. He's like, oh, man, how do you plan for the podcast? Like, how do you know this or that? Or how? To be honest with you guys, like, I don't plan. As far as the guest. OK, now, when I was doing the guest, I used to have guests on, if you guys have been listening for a while. I actually did plan for that because I would have to coordinate with people and like really do research and, you know, try and get them on and scheduling, blah, blah, which I was just like, dude, I kind of don't like this, the whole having guests and scheduling and blah, blah, blah. I was like, man, it's kind of fucking annoying. But the funny thing is I really don't plan. Like this particular episode, I didn't plan this episode. I was just like, I was actually, honestly, before I pressed, like a few minutes before I pressed the live button, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And that is the case with a lot of the episodes in this podcast series. A lot of, if you just look, you might not even be able to tell which ones I'm just kind of like, don't know. You probably would never know. But I've been doing it long enough that I can just get away with stuff like this. I just know how to talk on a live thing. Like, it's just no problem for me. I've been doing live streams for years. So it kind of goes back to what you say about any advice for your podcast. Once you do something long enough, you're going to get better at it. It just is what it is. You're going to get better at anything. Just like barbering, right? You're going to get better over time. Now, the amount of time, that's up to you. Now, of course, that's why they have people that coach people on speech and give people media training and blah, blah, blah. You know, they do these things. But I have none of that. I just learned through my mistakes. And over years, it really got my start, really, when it came to like how to be comfortable talking, how to, you know, do like live streaming and blah, blah, blah. Really doing a lot of the MMA videos. Before I was doing barbering videos, before I was even a barber, I actually had a YouTube channel before I was a barber. I just introduced barbering content on this channel. I was talking about MMA. I would do live streams. I would talk for hours. And that's how I got good at talking on camera. And I was like, oh, let me do a podcast, you know. It was just something I thought about. I was like, oh, let me just do a podcast, right, and see what happens. Okay, Internom says, appreciate it, 100. Become elite with this craft. That's what's up. So I'm going to wrap this one up. It's actually 9:30 or whatever o'clock where you are. But I appreciate everyone for watching, sticking around this long. And for everyone who's actually been in the podcast this long. So don't forget to leave a thumbs up. Share the podcast with anyone that you know might find it helpful. Also, don't forget, shop Amazon link in the description below. You can copy and paste that link to whatever. Use that link when you want to buy stuff on Amazon. It actually helps me and the channel out. I get a commission on it and, you know, it helps me. You know, helps me. So it's been your man, I Do It. I'm signing out. Don't forget for Friday to watch Friday's video, okay? I'll holla.